And you can't hear Frozen.
Don't think so.
Can you hear Bodhi singing? Okay.
Is that her singing?
She thinks she's having a conversation. Everyone just ignore Bodhi. Welcome to the EC method. Sorry, Sundays, whenever we do lives on Sundays, this is what we have to contend with. But we're very excited to be starting a new round. And actually, this is the last round that people can sign up to before June, because we're going to take a bit of a break in May and come back with some new bits. So it's really exciting to have you all. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there. I hope some of you guys are having a nice day. I hate Mother's Day with a passion,
Yeah, you
but
were saying that. Why do you hate it?
I hate it because honestly, just to be totally honest, I grew up watching Mother's Day in my house be a certain thing, and it just reminds me that that's not what I've got. It's just a bit depressing for me, and I think a lot of people actually struggle with it, like if they've lost someone or. But yeah, it'll be over soon. Enjoy the roast. It'll be over soon. So, do we have any admin? I haven't uploaded the workouts yet, but I will do that after this live. Emma, you've done yours, haven't you?
Yeah, I think just everyone, by Monday, you will have absolutely everything. All the files are not only on the app, but they are also in the Facebook group. If for some reason you can't find them on the app, it's exactly the same files. They're just in both places. I've tried to make it as streamlined as possible. A lot of the feedback that we got from last round, I was like, we've already done that. It's just people don't look at it. Like someone was like, why don't you have a checklist of things that you need to do at the start? I was like, yeah, we do. That's why. But apparently nobody looks at it. So anyway, please just make sure that you've watched the welcome video. Nothing will really make any sense until you do. And then if you do have any questions, tag us in the group and we will get back to you. The grads are so helpful at this point with just like basic, this is where this is, don't worry about this, and little admin things. If there's anything that's more coaching, then that is where we will step in. Sunday is always a little bit of like getting to know things. Also, just a reminder to everyone, really, but new things are overwhelming. There's really no way around that. I think we spoke about this a little bit on the last live of we can try and make it as simple as possible, but the truth is when you start something new, it can feel a little bit overwhelming, but that's why you've got us. That's why you're here. Don't give up just because it seems a little bit overwhelming to start with. Think about any time you've ever started anything new and realize they probably did feel a little bit overwhelming. I even think with driving all the time, I'm like, I remember when I was learning to drive and I thought, how can anyone possibly do this? Like, it is so hard. And now it's just obviously for most people, it's like second nature, right? You don't even really think about it. But initially, when you were thinking about, God, how do you get the clutch and the gears? And like, it just seemed like there was so much to do and so much going on. So if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed to start with, that's
I completely agree with that. And just to reiterate what Emma said, please watch, sorry, I've got something in my eye. Please watch the welcome video before you then come on the group and at tag Emma and I. And then we're more than happy to coach you. I won't be going through, I'll do workouts after this live. I won't be going through tags until later, much later today, because I've got a full family day. So just so everybody knows that, but we obviously, when you at tag us, we are here to coach you. And also sometimes on Facebook, we don't really know why this happens. Sometimes we don't get the tag in the initial post, but we do get the tag in the comments underneath it. So what I highly recommend you all do is that you write your post and then in the comments underneath said post, at tag Emma and I, because we found that we get that immediately, but the other ones can be delayed. We don't know why. It's only just started happening. We're hoping Facebook will fix it soon.
yeah, best way to do it. A lot of the grads have been doing that, so thank you as well if they haven't seen something. So that's hugely appreciated. And I will be here all day, so you can tag away.
No, you said you celebrated your Mother's Day yesterday. Why?
Because it was going to rain today, and we wanted to go for a nice walk, so we did.
How cute is that? God, my family never go on family walks. Really bad. Well, me and my brothers do, but my parents, no,
No.
absolutely. They're indoor people. Right. Okay. Anything on the live, or shall I jump into the post?
We've just got grad saying hi. I'm staying with you ladies, happy to be here and challenge myself this time round. Samantha, missed you on this 1 week, just doing final packing before 36 hours of travel home. Ooh, and ready to hit the ground running with all things EC. Newbies, welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. Yeah.
36 hours of travel is like my worst nightmare.
I know, me too. It's such a barrier to me to go places because I'm like,
Me
I just
too.
can't even get my head around the fact that,
No.
no.
Samantha's so travel adapted at this point. It's probably like water off a duck's back for her.
Yeah.
Right, go on.
Okay, hello ladies. Looking forward to this second round, though it was confirmed this morning after I trained legs, I have shingles. Ah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need to rest, rest,
Yeah.
rest.
Okay. And then Heather's very happy to be back after a round off.
Okay. Let's get going then. So, Vicky Brown, oh, Vicky, we don't do last names anymore. We just do first names. Vicky, hello. So, my question is, what is the best way to track food that you can't find on MyFitnessPal? Or if you go up a client lunch, for example, and it's all buffet food. Also, what's the average time to stay in a surplus when focusing on hypertrophy? Thank you. So I guess you would mean a meal, right? Because what food? I mean, MyFitnessPal has pretty, I would say, the most comprehensive database when it comes to food. So if it's a meal, typically a really good tip is that most meals, in restaurants are also microwave meals, in supermarkets. So you can kind of just find the equivalent and put that in. I would also say, or if you want to just break it down, you just have to break it down. So for example, if it was, I don't know, a bolognese sauce, you just break down everything. And so you do your oil, your onion, your mince, your chopped in tomatoes, your tomato puree, your OXO cube, your red wine, whatever, and then input that. But it should all be there in terms of specific foods. And then she says, if it's buffet food, same thing. Emma, am
Yeah,
I understanding
I
this
totally get
question right?
I get what you mean. And to be honest, you won't be able to do it accurately. If we're completely honest, no tracking calories is accurate anyway. Some will be less accurate than others. So what you're going to have to get quite good at is guesstimating. Now, if this is every single meal, then it becomes a little bit more tricky. If it's like, oh, do you know what? Once a week, I have a client meal out. I don't know exactly what the calories are in it, but I allocate a rough amount for it. And if fat loss is your goal, I would overestimate a little bit. If you think, oh, it's probably about 600 calories if I made it, cool, make it up to 800 calories. And then just move on. Like one meal out of the whole week, what's that? One in, I don't know the maths on that, like 56 or something out of the whole week. Like it really will not matter. If it's every single day, we need to get a little bit more consistent with what you're having. Because realistically, you don't need to track calories, right? If everyone ate the same thing consistently and they weren't getting the results that they wanted, you'd find a way of eating less, right? So we swap or we reduce the amount of food that you're eating in some way. So I wouldn't overset it. I would just try and track roughly this is what I think it is and move on.
Yeah, and I would say with buffet food, keep it simple. If you're on a fat loss diet, don't go up and get three different portions of three different meals. Go pick, a protein option, a veg option, and a side of, a carbohydrate or something, like an addition that you want. And keep it simple, keep it small. Not only is that going to make it easier to track, but it's also going to ensure that you're en route to your fat loss goals. And then the last thing she says is, what's the average time to stay in a surplus when focusing on hypertrophy? Thank you. So we've put you in a slight calorie, like 5% is enough calorie surplus. Obviously really focused on your lifting, your protein, and also your recovery days. And you'd stay there until you felt like, well, I mean, I wouldn't have anyone really with a muscle building goal be doing it for like a very specific muscle building goal be doing it for less than 6 months, really. But here, like, we try and do both at the same time. We have you all resistance training, we have you all keeping an eye on your protein, we're making sure that you're not overtraining. It is possible to really not have to be too specific about having a hypertrophy goal and gain muscle with, especially with Emma and my coaching. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and also this is so individual because if you're mega lean, you'll need to be in a surplus. If you're not, you probably don't need to be in a surplus. And if anything, it's probably going to hold you back.
Yeah,
Because
I
at some
agree.
point, storing too much body fat, it isn't good for building muscle. And that extra energy that you're taking in isn't going to be going towards building more muscle. So yeah, it's quite individual. If you want some extra coaching on that, tag us. What we will need to see for a hypertrophy goal and to see whether you're in a surplus or not is progress photos.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And Emma's completely right. I've had this with new clients before who have body fat to lose but want to gain muscle mass and they're in a surplus. And it's like, you don't remember that body fat is stored calories on your body, so you do not need to be going into a surplus. Anything on the live?
No, there's a question that I'm going to answer on a tag. That's it.
Okay, you need to make me admin.
Oh, yeah. I always forget to do that. Not like okay. It's literally your group.
Okay, Law. Hi, everyone. Stupid question. Any tips on sticking to a calorie range? The obvious would be willpower, but some of us are coming into the EC because we need help with that. I think it's easy to lose track of what's genuine hunger. And once you're used to overeating, even filling up with protein is not always enough for me. I find it very hard. Thank you. So I really like clients to have an idea of what they're going to be eating, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, whatever, every day, that's going to see them hitting their calories. And also that allows them to eat every 3 hours. That regular feeding, I think psychologically and physiologically, knowing that food is coming regular times throughout the day, really helps to regulate hunger and kind of manage your eating habits. I would say be very, let's say when we talk about snacks, typically you're talking 200 to 300 calories. You could have a small meal for 200 to 300 calories, but it's going to be a lot more bulked out. So you think of something like, I don't know, a chicken stir fry, a lot more bulked out with veg. It's going to be a lot more filling. It's taking longer to eat. You're going to enjoy it more. But one thing that I would also say is that psychological hunger needs to be factored in as well. So you kind of touched on a bit here. What are the things that you typically, quote unquote, fall off the wagon? Can we make room for that every day in your daily diet? And another tip that I would have on this is I quite like setting clients up to be quite strict morning through to late afternoon. And then late afternoon through to early evening is when... Sorry, it's like I'm in a disco now. Late afternoon to early evening is when I'm like, okay, what are those psychological kind of quote unquote trigger foods that you like? Can we make room for it at the end of the day? And I think this sees clients get into a really nice habit, a nice discipline, but they're not over restricted. They don't feel over restricted. Those would be my coaching tips on it all. Emma?
I mean, it's a huge question. It's basically the whole of our coaching ethos. So you'll get a lot of this throughout the whole of the EC method. But just to touch on like another element, because Chloe's just described all of that side really well, and like kind of reducing decision fatigue around food, setting yourself up for a win by preparing ahead of time, not just hoping that everything will magically fall into place throughout the day. The other thing to consider is a lot of the time, you think that you lack willpower, but you've just set your environment up for needing a help willpower, right? So like if you've surrounded yourself with chocolate and the easiest thing to go for is just a bag of crisps at the like cupboard, then the likelihood is you will default to those behaviors. Whereas if you've thought, right, I want to mostly snack on fruit. Okay, do you even have any fruit in the house? Do you even have any nice fruit that's easy to snack on in the house? Because a lot of people say that, and then it's like, you literally couldn't because you haven't set yourself up with that. Or are you taking that stuff into work with you? Like if you're sitting at your desk at work and you're like, oh, I'd quite like a snack. Do you actually even have any good options to go for? Sometimes it's the really simple things, and it's often not more willpower that you need. It's to make the choice that you want to make the easiest choice to make and set your environment up for that.
And we don't talk about that enough. Yeah, and Emma's right. This is literally why we have a job. This is why the EC method exists. You're not the exception to the rule. You really are the rule. The exception to the rule are people who are like, yeah, I don't really struggle to diet because I don't really care about food. Those are the exception to the rule. Everybody else, you're the rule.
If you need to be in a calorie deficit was enough to help people lose fat. Like you said, you wouldn't need to be on the EC method. We would just give, you know, you just go and use a calorie calculator and crack on. But that so much more to it, but also we can't answer that in a 5 minutes, but this is what you're going to get over the next 8 weeks.
100%.
Okay.
Gail, alternatives for dairy and gluten-free folk. A lot of the Aldi or protein suggestions are not vegan or dairy-free. I do eat meat, brackets, not much, and eggs, but I'm looking for ways to boost these protein snacks effectively and economically. Thank you. So if we're talking like vegan protein powders, typically Emma and I would really recommend soy over other products. I mean, I don't know.
There is actually loads of decent protein, high protein vegan sources now, especially protein shakes and different companies. I think Awesome Supplements do a really good one. It is a little bit harder, but it's absolutely doable. And half of that question I didn't actually hear because I was replying to another one. So I'm just going to read out some of these while Chloe's doing what she's doing. Vicky, am I okay to stick to my own program? I prefer upper body / lower body than full body. Hope that's okay. I'm here more for the nutrition. Yeah, absolutely. The way that I programmed it for the gym is push-pull legs and then a bonus full body workout. I would try them if you're not getting the results you want. Very, very good, if I do say so myself. But if you're happy doing the program that you're doing, that's also fine. Julia, buzzing for the next round, ladies. 1 year anniversary since I joined. Here's the next year's journey with you all amazing women. Aww. Yes.
I love that.
Okay, Gemma. Apologies, I missed the beginning of the call. Not sure if it's recorded. It is. Morning to you all. Can I just check in on the basics of the program in terms of how we work with you? How do we ask for your help? And then there's other questions. Please, please, please go and watch the welcome video. Everybody has to watch that first. Nothing will make sense before you do, but we go through every single thing in the welcome video. It is pinned to the top of the Facebook group. It's also in the files, the one that says, welcome, start here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Bodhi fell over. But she has a breadstick now, so all is well in the world. It doesn't matter what else is going on. If you have a breadstick, you're sweet. Okay, Caroline. Hi, everyone. For Chloe and Emma, Emma suggested creating a target for myself to keep my motivation levels high. With that in mind, I have a few, but one is to tone my legs. On this program, which workouts will tone and which are key to strengthen legs? I can do 4 workouts a week. Would you recommend 2 push and 2 pull? I do yoga on a Sunday to stretch and improve my balance. Thank you. Yes, 2 push, 2 pull a week. If you can do 4 workouts a week, is perfect.
Oh, no, not if she's doing the gym workouts. If she's doing...
Emma, you answer.
Yeah, I want us to do push, pull, legs, bonus. There are 4 program workouts that all need to be done, especially if you want to tone your legs. Because you want to get the legs workout in. There is some legs and push and pull, but then there's the full legs workout. Toning is the same as building muscle. It's just a different kind of way. If you want to tone, you need to lose fat and build muscle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Tracy. Hi, on MyFitnessPal, what should the macros be set to percentage-wise for carbs, protein, and fats, please? Watch the video. We explain all of this there. Okay, Kate. Hi, I'm so excited to be here. I'm wondering if you can give me some advice, please, as to how to avoid eating absolute rubbish when I'm stressed. I don't have a problem with getting my workouts in, but the nutrition side of things lets me down. I start the day off well, but once work and general stress levels rise, I head for the sweet, sugary quick fixes. I promise myself that the next day I'll be better, but inevitably I end up doing the same thing. Please help. So it's kind of the same answer that we already gave, setting yourself up for success with your diet, curating your environment so that the easiest option is the one that correlates with the goal. And also everything else I've said about managing hunger throughout the day, eating regularly and having those more kind of treat foods at the end of the day when you've already got ticked so many boxes and you're kind of onto the winner. But again, to reiterate it, this is what we will be working on over the next 8 weeks, stress eating, comfort eating, you know, the kind of binge restrict cycle. And I don't mean clinical binge eating. I mean, overeating because of over restriction. This is what we're going to spend the next 8 weeks tackling here. If it's like any of the other, I don't know, 35 rounds we've done, how many rounds have we done now? I need to calculate that.
I have no idea. Lots.
Oh, we've done 44, I think. This is our 44th.
How could you possibly know that?
Because we do six rounds a year, and this is on the month, our fourth year.
Wow.
Mm, roughly. I mean, I think because we sometimes take break weeks.
Oh, maybe we do a sort of round or, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a bit less, but somewhere in that region.
Wow.
I know. Crazy, hey?
I think the only thing I'll add, and as Chloe said, we're going to be going through this a lot, but try and think about other things that de-stress you, because and think about what the food is giving you. It's a bit of a distraction, right? And often it's a bit mindless, which is why we talk so much about curating your environment. It's much harder to go to the shop, buy some sweets, and then eat them than it is if they're just like sitting right next to you on your desk. So what you could have sitting right next to you on your desk is some grapes, or something that you do want to snack on that is conducive to your goals. But even better than that, especially if you're using food to de-stress, is to think about another way to de-stress, which is actually probably going to be way more conducive to actually de-stressing you, rather than it de-stressing you for the exact second that you're eating something and then just adding to your stress, if anything, because then you know that you've put yourself backwards in terms of your goals as well. Think about something else that might actually help you relax a little bit more.
I like that idea. Like grapes if you've got a sweet tooth, olives if you've got a salty tooth. I love olives. I keep seeing this meme on Instagram that's like, quick question, does anyone in the world actually like olives? No,
I love olives.
I love olives. I'm like, stop, like, please stop bringing olives to the table. And I'm like, please keep bringing olives to my table. I like absolutely am here for olives, especially what, you know, those olives that have like an actual full clove of garlic in them. Oh, naughty.
Amelia's been telling me that's what she's craving during pregnancy, is not the olive, just the clove of like
just
raw
the garlic.
Garlic. I was like, oh, nice.
She must be not sick then.
No, I think she's been all right. She says she just got like headaches all the time.
Yeah, I was really sick, constant headaches, and I didn't have any cravings. I just couldn't keep anything down other than like beige carby food. What was I going to ask you? Does she know if it's a boy or a girl?
No.
Sounds like it might be a boy.
Oh.
Okay, go on.
I go on holiday in week 7. So we'll miss the last week, unfortunately. I'm going to an all-inclusive. Would you recommend I try to count calories? I don't want to undo the hard work, but I easily gain weight, mainly water retention, when I take my foot off the gas. Just remember as well, like, water retention is just water. It will then go again. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Oh, do you know what? I read such a good quote the other day about scale weight. Let me get it up so I don't get it wrong. It's an economic principle, obviously, because you know me.
Obviously, that's the one you gravitate toward.
Massive geek. But anyway, the principle is, when a measure becomes a target, it ceases to become a good measure. Right. And this, as much as it's an economic principle, like, it completely translates. So realistically, you don't want to lose weight. You want the health benefits that come with it. You want to look a certain way, to feel a certain way, and to perform a certain way. But when you focus just on weight loss, sometimes you lose sight of the fact that actually you are healthier, you do feel better, you are looking the way you want to look, and you are performing. The amount of people we get at the end of a round being like, oh, I feel amazing, I'm fitting into this new dress, my performance is so much better, just really annoyed that I've only lost 3 pounds. And you're like, can you not see how insane that is? Like, you got everything you wanted from this outcome, but you get so distracted. And then if you look at it in different situations, like, people think they want to earn more money, but they don't. They want what money can buy, right? Which usually is like freedom, the ability to do what you want. But then when you get too fixated on earning more money, you often just overwork, and then you get the freedom, right? And then it's like, but you wanted this outcome, and now you've become so distracted by the measure of the outcome that you haven't even noticed that you've achieved the outcome. So just bear that in mind when it comes to weight. And like, this is just such, I'm not picking on you, but such a good example of like, oh, well, sometimes I gain like water retention. So does everyone. Like, that's because you had some salt, or you traveled, like, you've been on a flight. Like, this is completely normal, completely unavoidable. And doesn't mean that you want to lose fat, which was the actual goal.
Yeah. We get the sort of bloating. I've heard that before, by the way, and I think I completely agree with you. I think it's brilliant. And we get this with bloating a lot as well, especially in the beginning of rounds. People are like, oh, I Every time after I eat a meal, I get bloated. It's like, yeah, we all do. You've just had a meal. It's okay. You don't have to control every single thing about your body. And like, spoiler alert, you're never going to be able to. So there's some things you just have to be like, yeah, I have a human body and I'm very lucky that it's fully functioning.
Or even things like, oh, how do you stop water retention around your cycle? You don't.
No. Yeah.
Like that, it's meant to happen. Like it's the fluctuating hormones that will happen, it will come, it will go, that you just accept it and move on.
Yeah, and we get, what's the other one? I don't want to take creatine. I really want the benefits of taking creatine, but I don't want to see the scale go up at all. And it's like, well, it might not, number one. And number two, the benefits of taking creatine and the fact that the scale weight might go up are completely interlinked. And it's not a bad thing. You're not going to be gaining fat. So now you're shooting yourself in the foot because of this completely arbitrary reason, and you're now not getting the benefits of something that you genuinely want. It's just so interesting.
It's so strange, the psychology of it, because also the fact that no one else will see that number. Like
No.
nobody knows that because you started cr taking creatine, you weigh 2 pounds more. Literally,
No.
only you know that, but you still, you know, and then you think like we get so many people, oh, I want to come and get in the best shape possible for my daughter's wedding. Okay, great. And then they're annoyed about the weight loss, but they're really happy with the outcome that they actually wanted. And they look at, you know, no one is getting you to stand up at the wedding and be like, the mother of the bride weighs exactly 62 kilograms today. Could we all just have a round of applause? Like nobody cares.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay, sorry, I didn't actually answer this question. She's going to an all-inclusive. Would you recommend I still count calories? I don't want to undo. She doesn't want to undo her hard work. I want to enjoy my holiday, but not come back feeling huge, which I usually do on holiday. The most important thing here is you don't have this all or nothing approach to it. Like, whoa, I'm on holiday. It's an all inclusive. I'll just eat as much as possible, which realistically is probably the way you've gone into it before because most people do. So if you use our principle of puck yes or no, like choose your indulgences and really enjoy them, but then stop and don't overeat. Also, the realization that overeating and being overly full isn't enjoyable, neither is extreme over restriction. But actually, moderation, where you can enjoy your holiday, enjoy the foods, but not overdo it, like that's where we want you to be. So, even if you come up to around maintenance for that week, you won't know that it's exactly that. I certainly wouldn't recommend trying to count your calories. It would be pretty inaccurate and probably just not really worth it. But what you could think about is, okay, maybe I have two pretty sensible meals a day, and then one where I have a little bit more of what I want. And I make sure I keep my steps in and I do a little bit of a workout every couple of days, even if it's a home workout in the hotel room, you'll be absolutely fine. Like it's a 1 week holiday. Go and enjoy it. Don't ruin it by stressing over calories.
Overthink. Yeah, I completely agree. Stay active. Don't. We always say this, like, I love it how Emma's like, is it a puck? Yes. And I'm like, don't fall in the fuck it bucket, ruining every attempt she makes to not swear. Again, don't have an all or nothing mentality. I'm on a diet. I'm really going to overrestrict. Fuck it. I'm on holiday. I'm going to eat everything. I say, avoid the fuck it bucket, as in have the indulge, choose your indulgences, have them when and where they feel appropriate and they feel joyful and important in the moment on holiday. But don't just wake up in the morning and you don't normally eat breakfast because you're never really hungry in the morning. But now there's a breakfast buffet. You're thinking five donuts, an omelette, and seven pieces of toast. Like, don't be an idiot about it, basically.
Yeah. And then also realize, I think with those things, like you might want to do it one day and really enjoy it, but you probably don't want to do it every single day of your holiday.
You'll feel like shit. You know
Yeah.
what I always used to do, like, when I finally got a grip on this, because I spent years pendulum swinging, like gaining loads of weight on holiday, getting really shredded, and it was because, again, I was over restricting, so I couldn't manage my hunger signals, and also I was extremely lean when I would go on holiday, like back in the dizzle. Dizzle. Is there any more back in the dizzle phrase other than back in the dizzle? What I did, so then I would implement everything that we've just talked about. And then I'd be like, you know what, the last day of my holiday, because then I could keep control and I still felt good in my bikini, but I was like, the last day of my holiday is the day that I'm going to be like, you know what, I do want to try both of those donuts. And I do want to, I don't know, go to that pizzeria and get the ice cream sundae afterwards. Like that was kind of my way of doing it. But yeah, it's Emma's completely right. If you just fall in the fuck it bucket day one, you bet your ass by day three, you're going to be feeling pretty crap about yourself.
That's such a good way to do it. Because then also you can kind of think about what you do really want. You know, like, wow, that actually, every time we walk past that pizza place, I am like, oh, I'd really like to have that. Or I always look at that at the breakfast and I think, oh, yeah, actually, I would really enjoy, I don't know, a donut for breakfast one day. And then, yeah, you know that you'll get straight back on track when you get home. I think that's the other thing. Use it as a bit of a reset. When you come home, have a plan, get straight back to it, back into your routine, and you'll be absolutely fine.
Did you ever get the chocolate donuts that McDonald's used to do?
No.
And they had like cinnamon in them. They were so good. There's no other donut in the world that compares to that donut. And they never do them anymore. Anyway, let's move on from donuts.
Okay. We actually covered this one, but I'll just quickly cover it again. It says, morning, Emma and Chloe, completely new to this, but so excited to start. I've read all the information and feeling completely overwhelmed with it all. Is it normal to feel like this? Is it normal to feel like it will take me a while to get to grips with it all? Yes. This is lifestyle change, right? This isn't, as much as it's 8 weeks, like, we want these things to stay with you for the rest of your life. Don't stress if it takes you more than a couple of hours to get your head around it all. Like, that's what we're here for, and you don't need to rush it. Also, go back and listen to the start of the live where I do a little ramble on this.
Yeah, nothing to add.
Okay. Thank you. Very helpful. Just an FYI, I never weigh myself. It's how I feel more with the water retention. I get so big and bloated, unfortunately. Yeah, I think it is quite normal. Whenever I travel, I get that. Takes a few days and it passes. Okay.
Bodhi's been particularly difficult this morning. Great. I mean, just the timing of it, the fact you literally said, okay, we're going live, and she woke up, and now this. It's nonsense. Okay. Katie, I'm ready for round two. Whoop, whoop. I'm interested to know if splitting calories up differently throughout the day will make a difference. I'm working on 14 to 1600, and I have a fat loss goal. Is there any benefit to three meals and no snacks versus three meals and snacks if the calorie consumption is the same total? So no, it won't have an impact on fat loss, but what it might have an impact on is behavior. As I keep saying, making sure that you're eating throughout the course of the day so that you don't let that hunger get the better of you. And also making sure that you're making room for the things that you really love. In terms of, is meal timing going to directly impact fat loss with behavior put aside? No, not at all. But it will impact physique in terms of your protein intake. We do want you getting your protein in every few hours. To be very specific about it, 3 to 5 hours.
And it might impact metabolic health as well. And this is the thing that's so individual, right? Like, this is where Chloe and I differ a little bit. My adherence is better if I don't snack between meals. If I'm like, I'm having a meal, I'm sitting down, I'm enjoying it, and in between it, I don't snack. Chloe prefers to eat more frequently. There's no right or wrong. The fat loss result will be exactly the same, but what's better for you in regards to adherence, you need to test it. Like, a lot of this is self-testing. Oh, this is what works for me, and that's fine. It doesn't have to be what works for everyone. The amount of conversations I've had this week with people who are like, oh, you know, I think I'm the problem. I try and stick to this and I try and stick to that, but never really, like, I can never stick to it. That's the problem. You're not thinking about how are you going to apply these basic principles that do work to you in your life. Because there's a great example, like, how Chloe does it is slightly different than how I do it. There's no right or wrong. It's the same principles at the end of the day. They're just applied differently based on how we prefer to eat, right? What's going to work best for you? How can you better adhere to the calories? Some people find that having bigger meals and not snacking in between them allows them to stay within their calories better. Other people prefer snacking more often so they don't get as hungry, and that works better for them. Like, and also some people find that more snacking makes them more hungry. Like, everyone's slightly different. It's just what's the best way to help you create a deficit, and some of that is a little bit of trial and error. So test out both and see. When I said it might benefit metabolic health, is there probably is some benefit to having periods of time where your body isn't constantly digesting food, having spaces in between meals where you're not eating, or periods of fasting where you're not eating. And when I say fasting, I just mean like a
Not
little
eating.
16-8 sort of window of eating, not anything like drastic, like 48-hour fasting, but periods of time where your body isn't constantly digesting. It is a benefit, yeah.
And again, just on the behavior and the food and the meal timing thing, everybody's different. Again, everyone's different. But some people will find that they are hungry in the morning and then they become less hungry as the day wears on. And we really encourage you guys to work with that. So have maybe more food in the morning and then more of your calories, I would say, morning to afternoon and then less afternoon to evening. And for fathers, it's the other way around. So we encourage you to really assess how best you are going to stick to the diet and work with yourself, not against yourself. Don't try and kind of punish yourself for having, hunger hormones. We all do. You've got to work with it, not against it.
Okay, Shona, I've been trying to do this for 2 years and getting nowhere. It's my own fault. This time I'm going to take the emphasis off the scales and not weigh and focus on changing behaviors. Is that okay? 100%. I'd recommend if you're someone who really gets, I don't know, just a bad reaction to the scale weight and has a really poor relationship with the scales, either weigh yourself every day and take the lowest of the week, or don't weigh yourself. And focus on hitting, like, whether you weigh yourself or not, the outcome of the behaviors will be exactly the same. If weighing yourself is going to put you off and then you end up overeating or over restricting or feeling demotivated and then that impacts your actions, then don't weigh in. I think the scale weight ruins so many diets for that reason, even when they are successful. And realistically, if you stick to your calories, you will be in deficit and you will lose fat. Like, there's no two ways around it. But the scale weights can put you off.
To be honest, it's like really more for Emma and I to get that data that if you get stuck, we know what to do. We know we can help you. But for you as an individual, you absolutely don't need to be weighing in, no.
If you're not going to weigh, do make sure that you're taking progress photos.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, anything else?
No, up to date.
Okay. Hello, ladies. Happy to be here again for round two of my year-long commitment to EC. Oh, Becky. Okay, very typical and basic bitch girl here. I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. I have some serious goals. I get married in a year, yada, yada, yada. I want to feel, that's not me saying yada, yada, yada. That's her saying.
No. Your goals, we're not
Boring,
interested.
boring, boring. How do we bring it back to me? Generally, that's how my brain does work. Yada, yada, yada. I want to feel my best and wear all the skimpiest fuck outfits possible. Like, oh my God, I just love you, Becky. Can we be friends?
Wait, wait. Becky who?
Becky Morris.
Oh yeah, you would fucking love Becky.
I do already love Becky. I just love that she's sworn like five times in like one paragraph already. She goes, I basically want to feel my best and wear the skimpiest fuck outfits possible, like the little hoe I am. For my hen do. I mean, no, maybe don't hoe it up on your hen do. Well, actually, last chance workout. Brackets, we get married abroad. I'm not happy with my body at all. Potato is a running vibe, Becky. I started my journey with EC years ago and I got incredible results. Not as good as Emma's six pack. Nothing's as good as Emma's six pack, guys. But the abs were popping. It's so much harder for me now than it used to be. I'm a good 8 kg heavier than I was then. Thank you, my PT hub, for keeping all this data. How do I get myself going, and how do you advise me to approach this with a year-long goal? Thanks, girls. Emma, do you want to lead off on this?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a little bit of context as to how incredibly in shape Becky actually is. But now I can't find a skimpy enough photo.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll lead off on the one thing I was going to say is I don't love how you talk about your body. And I think that automatically puts you on the back foot re-chasing a goal. Even if you, let's say, instead of having 8 kg to lose, let's just say, and don't forget, if you've gained 8 kg over a long period of time, some of that will be muscle mass.
Oh, also, it looks like it is.
Well, there you go. 8 kg in a few weeks or a few months is one thing. 8 kg over a significant period of time is, if you regularly lift, is could be really, really indicative of a good body recomp or good body composition, I should say, not bad. If you, let's just say that hypothetically, because obviously we don't want to be like, no, you don't have it. We don't. That's not what we do here. Let's just say hypothetically, you have a little bit of body fat that you'd like to get rid of for your wedding. The first thing I would say is don't talk down to your body. Don't be like, oh, this, I'm shit at this, my body's shit at that, da 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 da. You immediately are going to be starting from a negative point of view, and that's only going to have negative ramifications in terms of your behaviors and how you feel doing this. What I would say is get excited about the hen do, get excited about the wedding, think about the skimpy as fuck outfits you want to wear and how you want to feel in them, how you want to feel about your body. And I would say come up with a plan. How are you going to, again, approach this that's going to see you feeling satiated and full and happy, fueled for your workouts, recovering from your workouts with the odd, quote unquote, treat things or the things that you love thrown in so you don't feel like you're over-restricting so that you can go, you can lose this weight over a period of months and not get sick to death of it, but get excited about the goal, get excited about what's about to happen to you, and get excited about what you can do with your body. Yeah. Emma?
Don't know how much I have to add to that, because that was an excellent answer. I know that Becky works shifts, so I would also think about like planning each week ahead when you know your shift work and knowing when you can get things in, when you can't get things in, what is going to work for you around your shifts, when is it best to train, when is it best to eat for you, maybe testing out slightly different approach to see if that's going to work better. And before you do that, kind of try and identify, okay, where am I going wrong, when do I most likely overeat? Yeah. And then figure out what situation is that? How do I deal with that better? Rather than just like kind of going in again and being like, right, got my calories, go. And it's like, well, okay, from a behavioral standpoint, what needs to change to make sure that you can actually stick to these this time? When is it most likely that you are overeating?
Brilliant. Yeah. Really, really getting an idea of why you fall off track is a big one.
Okay. Let's go through these. Right. Hi, so happy to be here. I was just wondering how much notice should I take of my resting heart rate? I've noticed over the last couple of months that it has risen, even though I've been consistently training, getting in steps and eating well. I've read that it can be a symptom of under recovery, so wanted to hear your thoughts on this, please. Thanks. Be good to know how much it's risen by, and if you're taking it at the same time every day, ideally like when you first get up. Normally it more like acutely rises if you're maybe not recovering very well or you're unwell, but if it's just a few beats, I don't know how accurate the data is to kind of read anything off that.
A few beats.
Okay. Erin, had great success from the previous rounds I've done. I'm now feeling my leanest and I'm comfortable and I'm confident. Any tips or suggestions for body recomp to see more muscle definition? I'm 5'7", 60 kilograms, and on 1600 calories, work out 5 to 6 times a week.
5'7", 60 kilograms, works out, how many calories is she on?
1600.
And she says she wants more definition. Well, I'd ask yourself, is it that you're lacking muscle mass? Or is it that you're... Well, you say that you're lean enough. So, yeah. So I would say,
why not progress photos, I think.
Yeah, we like to see photos, but let's just say you are lean and you do want to gain some muscle and you're where you want to be on 1600 calories. Why don't we come up just a little bit, 1800. Again, yeah. How many times a week does she say she trains?
5 to 6.
Wow. Okay. Let's up your calories a bit, and I'd like to also know a little bit about your protein intake, and let's see if we can get you some more muscle mass.
Just a techie question here. Hi both, excited to be here. I'm a newbie, just wondering, do we need an access code or anything to see your content on the app? No, if you log in with the email that you signed up with, then you should have an email. Sometimes it goes to your junk that will like have click here, create your profile, and then you'll have access to everything. Okay, Rebecca, arrived late, but looking forward to a new session with my head down. Started the day very well by realizing I've been using HRT patches all wrong and not realizing there were two types. Fuck my life. From the sound of it, I'm lucky I haven't grown a beard. I'm assuming no danger though. Okay, well, glad you figured that out.
Know a few people that have said that to me before, that for some reason or another they've been using their HRT patches all wrong. But I'm like, what? Why is this so confusing?
Oh, that is funny. It's gone from low 60s to mid 70s. Oh, this is heart rate. Oh, that is quite a big jump, to be
That is,
honest.
yeah.
I mean, if you're asking about under recovery, like, do you feel under recovered, and how much are you
Yeah.
training? Would be like, is that actually plausible, or are you like, no, I do 3 workouts a week and I sleep loads, so I'm fine? Or is it like, yeah, no, I do 5 or 6 workouts a week, I'm mega stressed and I barely get any sleep, in which case it probably could be under recovery.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so jealous of people that sleep. Don't have a kid.
Okay, up to date.
Okay. What time is it? Let's do a
We'll
couple
give you
more.
two more. Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing another live on Tuesday, by the way, guys, as well. I can't remember the time we agreed on, but
Yeah, I did put it in my diary. Hold up. Tuesday. Oh, I didn't put it in my diary.
let me see if I did. I
Know why
didn't.
I did. It's at 10. That's why I didn't see it, because normally we do the afternoon. It's at 10. Tuesday at 10.
Okay, fine. I've put life 10 a.m. Unfortunately, every day is life. No,
Got
I'm kidding. I'm just in a bad mood today. I'll be fine.
it. This is you in a bad mood. We're doing all right.
What? Say again.
This is you in a bad mood. We're doing all right.
I am actually. You know what? As always, it cheers me up doing this. Emma will tell you I've been sending her some spicy voice notes. Hungry at life. Okay. Oh, here we go. We've just done that. Sorry. Okay, Teresa, let me just get rid of this. Sorry. Okay, Teresa, I'm very excited to start round two. We're very excited to have you back, sexy Teresa, and get stuck in. I've just read the file on the menopause where it's suggested to do shorter workouts for better recovery. How does that work with the training plans that are set up by you guys on my PT hub? Should we just do, say, 2 out of the 3 rounds on every workout rather than the full set? And would it be best to leave the last one to failure or leave it out completely? And 6 people have liked this question. So, Emma, do your best.
Oh, well, I am happy to put short workouts up if people want them. But the easiest way probably would just be to cut a set from those workouts. In fact, I would say that's probably my workouts that I would rewrite probably wouldn't be that much different than that.
Yeah.
What I will say, especially for someone like Teresa, because we know her from the last round, don't do this if you don't need to. If you're
Yeah.
struggling with recovery, fine. But then this is why we don't have a menopause plan. Because everyone's completely different. We've got some menopausal women here that are training harder than I am, hands down, and are building more muscle and are recovering extremely well and have an incredible physique. Like, now we've got other women who are really struggling at the moment. And then we've got women who go through phases of struggling and then not struggling as much, and they can do more or less. So don't be too fixated on that. But if you are feeling like you're not recovering as well, then do think about shortening the workouts and realizing that there's nothing wrong with that. And you might actually end up getting more from them because you can actually recover from the workout, which is, remember that the workout is just like stimulating a response. And if you can't recover from that response, then it's not useful, right? You kind of oversaturated it.
I'm trying not to laugh because the Frozen's on in the background and I just can't even see Olaf without laughing. He's just the funniest character in the world. Okay, Paula, my first question is, do I need to worry about cardio fitness for health? If I lift and walk enough, will that improve my cardiovascular fitness? I like to be able to run for the train carrying a toddler if necessary. So look, lifting, working hard in your lifting sessions, you know, and being physically active is going to positively impact your cardiovascular fitness, but not to the same degree as doing a cardio session a week, even just that would, or some small cardio after your a small amount of cardio after your lifts would, especially when you're talking about running with a toddler. As I speak from experience here, that will see you blow out. Those are my thoughts on it, Emma.
I agree. I think it, I mean, training specific, right? So if you're like, oh, I really want to get good at running with a toddler, then the best way to train for that would be to do something specific to that, like run with a weight, do those kind of workouts, you know, like tax yourself in a similar way.
Yeah. Okay, let's do the last question because then we've got to go for lunch. Okay, Sam. Hey, Emma and Chloe. The new gym workouts look really fun. Thanks so much. If I'm struggling to get to the gym more than twice a week, as now the weather's getting better, I'd like to be doing some more triathlon stuff. Then can I add the relevant leg exercises from the leg session onto the push-pull main sessions, e.g. deadlifts and hamstring curls going to pull and squats, etc. going to push. Emma does the gym workouts. I'm going to say yes, but I don't know how she's programmed them. Emma?
No, that sounds sensible. Just be aware of recovery, because that's going to make the sessions quite long. And like I just said, if you're not recovering from the workouts, then you're spinning your wheels.
Yeah.
And if you're doing triathlon training on top of that, I'd maybe think about not adding it in, but maybe potentially replacing it. So if you've got something in the pull workout that's like, I don't know, it's more of an assistance workout towards the an assistance exercise towards the end, I'd maybe replace that.
Yeah, we don't really want you guys training too far over an hour, mm-hmm. Or doing too much, because it will impact your recovery, and it could also impact your hunger, which if you've got fat loss goals, obviously something we want to avoid. But in principle, I'm fine with that. Okay, right. So let's call it there. Like I say, guys, I'm going to upload the workouts now before I leave. I will be getting back to tags later today. And we will see you guys on Tuesday at 10. Everybody watch the video.
Awesome. See you then. Bye.